The little bell over the post office door jingled as Persephone pushed it open. Mrs. Rosalind Howard poked her overly large, bespectacled nose from behind the front counter. She was fanning herself with an empty manila envelope. Her freshly permed hair curled damply against her forehead. It was shaping up to be a hot summer. "Hello, Persephone," Mrs. Howard exclaimed. "How's your family today?" The woman emphasized certain words as if she were afraid Persephone would miss the important ones. Then she clucked her tongue and waved her envelope fan, creating a miniature breeze behind the counter. "Your poor mother," she said to the post office ceiling. "That poor, beautiful boy." Persephone cleared her throat and slid the bills across the counter. "We're all fine," she offered a smile. "Any changes?" Mrs. Howard pried. Persephone shook her head and continued smiling, but she clamped her teeth together. She wasn't about to say a single word to Mrs. Howard about seizures or treatments or bills. Everyone in town already knew more about her brother than she liked, mostly because Mrs. Howard was very good at sharing things. The woman's fan rustled the edges of Persephone's envelopes on the counter. She clucked her tongue again and then set her fan down, smoothing her hand across the counter like she was sweeping invisible troubles away. "Well, enough of that," she said. "What can I help you with this morning?" She adjusted her glasses and examined the envelopes Persephone had laid on the counter. Two other customers had come in behind Persephone, and they leaned in, listening.
"Small towns have big ears," her father always said.
"Just stamps," Persephone said stiffly. Her smile was gone. "Whatever you have is fine." Mrs. Howard usually offered her several options, and Persephone usually loved looking through each newly released collection of stamps. But not today. Today, she just wanted to slap a plain old stamp on the corner of each of those hateful bills and be done with them. Mrs. Howard arched an eyebrow, noting Persephone's scowl.
"Why, Persephone," she asked, "whatever has you all prickly this morning?"
"That's none of your business, Rosalind,"
Mr. Bartholomew Grove interrupted, glancing up from where he sat at his computer behind the counter. The postmaster was almost invisible behind the stacks of mail. Mr. Grove's gravelly voice somehow complemented his large handlebar mustache, and he gave Persephone a wink. She felt her smile returning. Mrs. Howard huffed and picked up her envelope fan again, pressing her lips together so that no other nosy questions could escape.
"One book of stamps," she said politely,
sliding them across the counter to Persephone before glancing at the two other customers waiting in line.
"Thank you,"
Persephone said. She smiled again and tried to sound as unprickly as possible. Then she stepped away from the counter in Mrs. Howard's breeze and hurried over to her family's post office box. Each morning, the mail was filed into the boxes that lined the post office wall. Mrs. Howard or Mr. Grove filled them with letters from friends, packages, paychecks, flyers, newspapers, and, of course, bills. Getting the mail every day was Persephone's job, and it used to be miraculous. So much possibility, so much hope. You just never knew what might be waiting. But that had all changed last year's June.